Claire McCaskill was one of the GOP's top targets in their attempt to take back the U.S. Senate. For months, polling showed an upward battle for the one-term senator, as Republicans cast her as a close Obama ally. In her victory speech, McCaskill recalled the political talk from 18 months ago.
And they all said, it's over. It's done. It's too red. It's just too red. There is no way that Claire McCaskill can survive. Well, you know what happened? You proved them wrong.
The Chase Plaza's Coruscant Ballroom in St. Louis was packed for McCaskill's speech. But as the senator pointed out, her victory was assured before St. Louis City, St. Louis County, or Kansas City's results were in.
Guess what, Mom? I think we finally won rural Missouri.
Betty Ann McCaskill passed away on October 29th. The crowd at the victory party cheered loudly after a tribute was played for the 84-year-old, who had appeared in several campaign ads and stumped for her daughter over the years. The applause was more polite when Senator McCaskill thanked her opponent, Congressman Todd Akin.
He graciously called me. He graciously congratulated me. I recognize his years of public service and his patriotism.
In a campaign that had largely focused on the stark contrast between McCaskill and Akin on issues like Obamacare, federal student aid, and the deficit, two words completely changed the race. Akin's comments about what he called legitimate rape set off a firestorm. National GOP leaders urged him to step down, but the six-term congressman steadfastly refused. In recent weeks, Akin had rebounded in the polls with the help of conservative Christians. In his concession speech, Akin made it clear he had no regrets.
We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness come from Almighty God, not an almighty government. We also believe that our Creator made us one people. There is one class in this country, Americans.
Akin's supporters were left disappointed and even angry with Republican leaders. George Hawks said he thought Christian voters would help Akin win.
You can't find a more quality man. The one statement did him in, that plus the fact that the Republican Party just disowned him completely. I think he could have recovered from it if they hadn't have disowned him.
But at McCaskill's party in St. Louis, many of her supporters said they were motivated to keep Congressman Akin out of the Senate. Mike Snodderly volunteered for McCaskill's campaign.
Every time Todd Akin would go out and make a statement, you just kind of cringe. I have friends from out of state who would ask, how is this even still close? For me, it was about, you know, making sure that I was proud of who was in the Senate.
The win for McCaskill in Missouri that looked so unlikely months ago helped Democrats remain in control of the U.S. Senate. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.